Maury, would you please raise your hand if you have any questions that we'll call on you. You are recording. Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Morning, Tori. What can you tell us about Hager? I don't think I think that kind of got lost in the shuffle the other day, but what can you tell us about him and how you plan to use him?
Yeah, obviously getting his first start here, and I'm excited to see him go out and work, and we all are. He's just a good baseball player. He's a fundamentally sound baseball player on both sides of the ball. He's versatile defensively. He's got really good bat-to-ball skills and understands the game. Got a huge baseball IQ. So he fits into what we believe in a lot of different ways. And want to pick a spot for him, the softest spot possible. Sunday day game seemed to work, but excited to see him get a chance and opportunity to show us what he can do today.
What positions for you can he play?
All of them, every single one of them. He short, second, third, corner, outfield. He's been very versatile throughout his career, and my conversations with him, he feels comfortable going anywhere. I don't think he can catch, but I'm sure he would if he was asked. But just seems to have a real good understanding and a feel for picking up a ground ball. Some of the things that I've been watching and pregame, he looks like he's spot on defensively.
Thank you, Coral.
Tori, how's the testing been going for the contact tracing guys? And I'm just wondering, is there a day coming up here when you feel like you could have a better sense for whether they could make it back earlier than the minimum 7 or whatever it was?
Yeah, I've been asking that question as often as possible, and they're officially in the protocol. Major League Baseball has a handle on that. I know that they are being tested every single day. We'll see. We'll see what happens. The three that are gone and we're missing, and we want them back as soon as possible. But everything, we're following the protocol. Everything's done the right way, and I don't have an update on their return.
Derek?
Hey, Tori. Any reaction to Cooper Hummel hitting for the cycle last night for the Reno Aces?
Yeah, I heard that. So I just know what the front office has told me about him. OPS machine and just, obviously able to see pitches, understand how to hit and counts, able to slug. So that's exciting. I mean, anytime you hit for a cycle, I don't care where you are. If you're in Little League, if you're in Pony League or professional baseball, you hit for the cycle, you've had a tremendous day and you're doing a lot right. So congrats to him.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori, I know this is kind of a question just because it is August 1st and you've gotten a few guys back lately. And, July was a stepping stone of getting, to an almost 500 record. And so, how do you view these last 2 months? It's a situation where you don't look playoff bound, of course, but you have a lot of, there are a lot of good things that can come from it and a lot of evaluation. How do you view these last 2 months?
Yeah, we were one game under for the month of July. And that's kind of where I've been going with these guys. We can't unravel what happened in May and June. We can just keep moving forward every single day and play our best baseball. As the calendar month changes, we want to win this month. We want to win more baseball games than we lose. And look, I know we were one game under 500, but I was proud of these guys for all the things that we've walked through as a group, all the adversity that we faced through injuries and poor performance. We've started to do it right. And when we do it right, I can sleep at night and say that we got beat and didn't beat ourselves. So when the D-backs beat the D-backs, that's when I got to draw the line in the sand and say, let's figure this out. And I think we are slowly, but we still have more that we want to accomplish. We are filling in and layering in some of our best players. They're returning from injury. and we'll see where this takes us. And, you know, we have some things that we want to accomplish at the end of the year. Yeah, we want to be able to look up and say we've done some things, but we got to take care of today. That'll be our mindset.
Jack Summers.
Ketel Marte. So first of all, just your feelings about being able to actually write his name into the lineup today and, you know, how that felt actually putting that pencil to paper on that one. And then also, should we expect him to get any starts outside of center field? I realize late innings, anything can happen, but as far as game started,
not right now. I think you'll see him primarily in center field, but you're right. If there were some games where he transitioned to the infield, that's a possibility. And he's always aware of that and preparing for that. I know you guys saw him taking ground balls at shortstop yesterday. Look, he walked into the clubhouse yesterday and I took a deep breath and thought, hey, you know, he's here. He's back in the facility. He's back in the building and he's healthy. And when I exhaled, it felt pretty good. So he brings a certain presence to this lineup. He brings a certain presence to this, this clubhouse. He is, you know, one of the top players in the National League when he's healthy. Having him back is a very good feeling for all of us.
Go ahead. That reminded me that Hager was taking ground balls at short yesterday too, and with Eduardo and Andy Young off the roster, is he now probably your most likely backup at that position?
Yes, 100%.
Go ahead,
make the question. That was
my question. Thanks. Anything else for Torrey? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Torrey.